You are about to experience the Jerry Banfield Show. We hope it'll help you live, learn, and love your best today. Thank you very much for your willingness to listen to the ads at the beginning of each show, because you can feel great knowing you're helping me earn a few cents every ad you listen to. When we add all the cents up, that gives me enough to record this podcast for you almost every day. Why do I only play video games while I'm live streaming on Facebook, Twitch, Twitter, Mixer, etc.? I only play video games while I'm actually live streaming because I have a purpose with my gaming to carry a message of love and hope and faith to others, especially as was carried to me. When I was in the depths of my alcoholism and unhealthy living and the depths of depression and frustration in my life, I often would play video games to try and escape, to try and entertain myself. I'm very grateful that my friends helped carry some message of love, hope, and faith to me. I remember one night after telling my friend in more detail than I usually did about how I was living my life with all my drinking and my adult movie watching habits and my health, I'm grateful my friend told me, man, you need God. And at the time, that sounded pretty stupid. I'm like, I don't see what God has to do for my life, why I would need that. And I don't see that God is doing great things in your life either. And I consistently felt safe talking to my friends and relating to gamers online about my life, whereas I didn't feel the same for many of the people I actually knew, and I struggled to open up and to ask for help in real life. Thus, I carry a message now. I'm grateful. I'm sober for 5 years. I've lost over 70 pounds. I'm feel the best that I've maybe ever felt in this body. I love it. I love myself. I love the people around me. I consistently talk with people about everything going on with me today. And I try and carry that energy out there to other gamers, especially the gamers who are really isolated, who are living either alone or with their family, but not talking much to their family, especially gamers who have a lot of issues with alcohol and drugs, or just obsessive behaviors like playing video games 12 hours a day and then watching video games when they're not playing or while they're playing. I use the opportunity I have to and the skill I have playing video games to carry this message that a happy, peaceful, balanced, sober life of love and care and concern for others is possible. And I just carry it by being an example of it. I love having the chance to give someone an unexpected reaction on stream. I remember we were playing Hardcore Blackout one day, and it was me and a teammate versus this last guy, and he's shooting at me and I'm shooting at him, and I got him. I'm like, yes, yes, thank you. And he comes in the game chat and he can hear me for a few seconds as the game's just ended. I'm like, yes, thank you very much for helping me win that game. And in this scenario, lots of people are used to hearing a lot of cuss words. F you, you suck, that's BS. And this guy's just blown away. He's like, whoa, why are you thanking me? I'm like, thank you, I'm streaming, you helped me look good because you shot me a few times and made me work for it a bit. You didn't make it look too easy. But at the same time, you did end up losing the game for me, letting me win. I feel great about it, thank you for that. And the guy was just so like, dude, no one's ever thanked me before, like playing a video game and being on the opposing side like that. And I love the chance to thank my opponents for helping me look good on stream, and to praise the people playing against me and say, man, that was a really good move, or dude, that guy worked me, to not have it all be about me and, oh, and excuses all the time, like, oh, it's lagging, that shouldn't have happened, like to play with a powerful, loving, connected presence that remembers the other gamers are people just like me, to remember what the other gamers want. The other gamers want to win, want to have fun, want to look good, the same as I do, and to bring that kind of a presence and a mindset into gaming. That's why I play video games. Now, after almost 5 minutes in, I'll tell you a little secret. I don't really care that much about the games themselves. If I wasn't live streaming, I doubt I would play any video games. I took a year and a half off of gaming after struggling a lot of times with obsessive compulsive video gaming. In fact, I started my business based on video game addiction. Now, I did that because I didn't want to address my alcohol addiction, and that worked for a little while until then the alcohol addiction was unavoidable and causing so many problems that I then I tried to just isolate. Well, if I just play video games, play zombies solo by myself in my bedroom and drink alone, I can't hurt anyone, right? And then after the first few years of getting sober, I ended up playing a lot of video games, which is common. Like, hey, I can actually play better now that I'm not drunk. And I got really into playing Call of Duty Black Ops 3. And I often would miss opportunities to think about or help out with my family. And I then wondered what my life would be like if I stopped playing video games, which I had not done for an extended period since I got a Game Boy at 6 years old. I took a year and a half off gaming, and I came back to gaming because it's a great opportunity for me to carry a message. And in Alcoholics Anonymous, I go every day our 12 steps as we tried to carry this message to other alcoholics and to practice these principles in all our affairs. The opportunity I have to game and do live streaming gives me a unique chance to carry the message in a way that not a lot of other people are trying to do, so to speak. I'm able to reach other alcoholics and people who can relate that are drug addicts or just compulsive gamers or eaters. I'm able to reach so many of these gamers who are watching video game streams, and I'm grateful. I've seen for every one that I'm reaching, or every 10 that I'm reaching, or maybe even 50 or 100, there's consistently one or two that will come out and say, thank you, Jerry. I'm in the middle of my alcohol addiction. I'm really struggling with it. And seeing your videos gives me some hope. And that's why I do my gaming. Thus, if I'm not gaming on stream, there is no motivation for me to even play video games. Some of the people I play with say, hey, do you want to play some few games off stream? After I stop my live stream, I'm like, no, I want to go be with my family. I want to go make videos for my business. I want to go take time to make some music. I want to walk my dog. I want to go to an Alcoholics Anonymous meeting. I want to read some books, listen to some spiritual literature, maybe watch a TV show. To me, a TV show is like a treat. I get to watch maybe 30 minutes or an hour every other day or so, at most generally, of TV shows. And if I've played 2 hours of video games and I've carried the message, then I'd much rather go do something else. Thus, I generally avoid playing any video games off stream because it doesn't mesh with the reason why I play video games, and there's so many other things I'd rather do. I'm grateful for a balanced life today, and balance means once I've played enough video games to carry the message that day, I'm done and I'm off to doing something else. Thank you very much for listening to or watching this. I appreciate you hearing the answer to this question in this much detail. I imagine you'll love and enjoy more of the Jerry Banfield vlog style videos I have, or my on YouTube and the Jerry Banfield vlog playlist, or my podcast videos at jerrybanfield.com/podcast. If you'd like to catch me live gaming, I trust you'll follow on Facebook and Twitch and Mixer. That's the best way to make sure you are able to interact with me gaming. If you are someone who's a clear example of me reaching this message with you, and as, for example, I remember listening to Brené Brown with The Hangover one day in her Power of Vulnerability book, and being so inspired and that helping me take action to go to an Alcoholics Anonymous meeting and pray to God for help. If you are being reached and these messages are helpful for you, the best way to let me know is to come by on a live stream. If you'd like to talk about things in detail with me, I offer a free 30-minute call to everyone on my website at jerrybanfield.com. One person, one call per life. First come, first served, one free call a day. You can try and take a shot at the calendar. If you're unable to get in because other people keep booking the calls, you can just purchase an hour with me and guarantee that you get a call scheduled at your convenience. I love you. You're awesome. Thanks for making it to the end of this. And I imagine I'll see you again soon in another video, podcast episode, free call, or live gaming stream.